Classical Kids Storytime is supported by the Minnesota College Savings Plan, the official 529 program for the state of Minnesota. Learn how you can invest for your child's college education and minimize your taxes at mnsaves.org.
Nya Zhong, welcome to Classical Kids Storytime. Guyaka, Nuna. This is Ga. Today, I'm going to be retelling the classic Hmong folk tale, Yer and the Tiger. Yer wasn't an ordinary 8-year-old girl. You couldn't tell by looking at her, but she was born with special magic. On the day that Yer was born, the village shaman visited her parents and asked to meet their new daughter. She is a blessing from the ancestors, father said. The shaman's peaceful smile widened as father put Yer in his arms. He whispered, Yakamutiyama, niyotininkenga. Oh yes, she is a blessing. More than you know. Yer is full of magic. She will grow to be very powerful. At first, mother and father didn't believe him. This morning when she was born, the shaman said, you must have heard the commotion. Every animal in the Lao jungle cried out in joy. Every insect, every monkey, every bear and elephant, every bird in the sky cheered for her birth. My own faithful crow told me it is true. Yer will be anything she wants. But remember, there are spirits that don't use their magic for good that will try to harm her. You will need Beishirapa, the help of the whole village, to keep her safe. One misty morning in the jungle, father woke before anyone else and set off to hunt for the day's dinner. All day while father was hunting for dinner, he didn't know that he was being hunted for dinner too by an enormous tiger. This tiger was no ordinary creature. It was ancient and mystical, older than the volcano rocks that shape the mountains. Its shaggy fur glowed with magic in the jungle shade. The tiger leaped from the shadows and snatched father up in his mouth. Little by little, the tiger started to change. His claws and paws changed into hands. His tail shrank away. He stood on 2 feet, and his face began to look like father's face. The tiger put on father's vest, his pants, and shoes, and said, "Now I am a man." And the insects told the monkeys, who told the bears, who told the elephants, who told the birds, who told Yer. Yer dropped her bucket by the river and ran to the hut to tell mother what she had heard. "What is it, Yer? Have you seen something in your visions?" Yer told her what she had heard. Mother shook her head. "Don't be silly, Yer. Anyway, look how low the sun has gotten. It's time for a nap. By the time you wake up, father will be home with dinner." When Yer woke up, she could hear pots clanking, and she smelled her mother's gai gai ho, delicious chicken soup. She climbed down the ladder from the loft, and what Yer saw at the table made her freeze in her steps.
"Yer, father hunted wild chickens for us."
"That's not Father," Yur said, her voice full of fear. "Of course it is, Yur," Mother said, enchanted by the tiger's magic. The demon tiger's eyes narrowed suspiciously. He wondered if Yur can see through his magic. He wondered if Yur had magic of her own. Yur sat across from the tiger. She knew the tiger had eaten her father and would soon eat the rest of her family. Yur cleared her throat to control her shaky voice. "What is it, youngest daughter?" growled the tiger.
"Father, can you fetch water from the stream?"
"Why?" he snarled. "For a bath. It's what you do every day for us." "Of course," answered the tiger. A creature as old as a volcano rock knows how to be patient. The tiger knew the rest of Yur's family would soon be in his belly, and Yur's magic would be his. The tiger walked off towards a stream of two pails.
"Gigang, gigangya! Quickly, quickly," cried Yur. "Climb up to the loft."
"Yur," Mother said, "why are you acting so strange?"
"Tanya, tu dan da chiyaka tu tsi. Chiyaku tu tsi. Chi chiyai tu neng."
"Please, Mother, that man is not your husband, not my father, not even human." Yur called upon the spirits of the ancestors so that her mother could see through the tiger's evil disguise. Mother saw Tiger's long yellow and black tail under Father's torn jacket.
"Gaya hai tia, zhe ni hai."
"You are right," Mother gasped.
"Yur, quickly, we must all climb up to the loft and hide."
Yur grabbed a bowl of guazhangji, hot chili peppers, from the dinner table and brought them along. "Yur," called the tiger as he burst through the door. He couldn't see anyone, but he could smell them and their fear, so he knew they were hiding from him and why. There was no need for a disguise any longer. His smooth human face grew furry. His tiny human teeth grew into sharp fangs, and his long tail returned. Then he started to climb up to the loft, where Yur was waiting with a handful of guazhangji, hot peppers. She closed her eyes and called on the good magic of the jungle. Hot chili peppers glowed with fire in her hand, and as soon as she saw the tiger's face, she flung them right into his eyes. The tiger roared in pain and stumbled out of the house, blindly trying to make his way to the stream. Yur knew she had to act quickly. She leaned out the window and called to a crow.
"Crow, help me! Fly to the village! Tell them a demon tiger has eaten my father!
The tiger will eat the rest of my family if they don't come quick!" He flew to the nearby Hmong village to deliver Yur's desperate message to the shaman. While the tiger splashed and howled in the stream, the shaman gathered all of the other villagers. They grabbed their spears, bows and arrows, knives and sabers, and ran to rescue Yur and her family. The tiger stumbled back, his yellow eyes swollen. "Yur," he announced, "you'll have to do better than that." Yur's mother peeked into the bowl.
"Yakwatsanji ta, the peppers are all gone," she whispered.
The villagers were almost to the hut. Yur can hear them approaching. She just needed a little more time.
"I have more peppers. Come up here and I'll show you."
The tiger sniffed the air. "Didn't your father ever tell you it's wrong to lie?" That made Yur very angry. So she stood up tall and yelled,
"Naku, tikate toku kokong. Devour me! Take my magic, but let my family go.
I'll take your magic all right, and then eat them all anyway. The tiger roared as loud as he could, and just before he pounced on Yur, the door burst open, and the hut was flooded by villagers, and the shaman too. Surround him, villagers, the shaman said. The villagers made a circle around the tiger, holding their spears, bows and arrows, and sabers, so he couldn't escape. With his arms raised high, the shaman shouted, "Your evil magic ends here with you." Yashao gun hamua, nihu yada lota du, yada lota a, yada lota de. He closed his eyes and called on the spirits of the sky, land, and water. He cast the strongest spell he knew. And the tiger roared with pain. It wasn't powerful enough. "Yur," the shaman shouted. "You have to use your magic." Yur closed her eyes. Suddenly, there was a loud crack, and the tiger was suspended in air, twirling and twirling, shrinking and shrinking, down to the size of a tiny kitten. Then he disappeared in a flash of light. Everybody was quiet. They wanted to make sure the tiger was really gone. "It's all right now. You can come down. It's safe," the shaman said. Yur's family hugged the villagers in gratitude. But the shaman had to know how Yur defeated that mystical tiger. "How did you conjure such power, Yur?"
"I just knew that love would defeat evil. So I thought of all the people I love and who love me. You, the villagers, my brothers and sisters, my mother, and most of all, I thought of my father. All that love from all these people. That's the strongest magic in the world." The end. Wacho.
Thanks for listening to Classical Kids Storytime from APM, American Public Media.